Exodus in chapter 12.
Exodus chapter 12.
Amen. From verse 1
kuba pa verse yekutanga
to verse 13.
Kusika pa verse 18.
Okay. There was a misprint on here, so I was just checking with the brothers if they can correct that misprint.
Pango kanganisika zvishoma ku printa ndachitarisa kuti hamawo.
From verse 1, and we shall also read from Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 9.
Chaverenga wa Ephesians 6, kubva verse 1 kusvika verse 9.
Amen. So Exodus 12 and verse 1.
Exodus 12, ndima yekutanga.
Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying,
Zvino Jehovha wakataura na Mozisi na Aaron munyika yeEjipita akati,
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Mwedzi uno unofanira kuva mwedzi wokutanga kwamuri. Unofanira kuva mwedzi wokutanga wegore.
Speaking unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Taurai kuungane yose yavaIsraeri muti, nomisi wegumi womwedzi uno mumwe nomumwe ngatore gwayana vachiverenga dzimba dzamadzibaba avo, mhuri imwe neimwe ive negwayana rayo.
If the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it, according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb.
Kana muri iri duku vasingagoni kupedza gwayana, ivo navagari pedyo neimba yavo ngavatore rimwe rinoringana vanhu, muringanise gwayana pakudya kwomumwe nemumwe.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats.
Gwayana renyu ngariregere kuva nechinhu chisina kufanira, mukono wegore rimwe muritore pamakwai kana pambudzi.
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Zvino murichengete kusvikira pazuva regumi namana romwedzi, ipapo ungano yose yavanhu vose vaIsraeri ngavariuraye madekwana.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it.
Zvino ngavatore rimwe ropa raro variise pamagwatidziro maviri egoni napachivivo chokumusoro padzimba pavacharidyira.
And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
Vadye nyama yaro usiku ihoyo yakagochwa pamoto nechingwa chisina kuviriswa, vaidye nemiriwo inovava.
Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof.
Regai kuidya isati yaibva kana yakabikwa nemvura, asi yakagochwa pamoto, musoro waro namakumbo aro pamwe chete nohura waro.
And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire.
Musasiye chimwe charo kusvikira mangwana, zvose zvaro zvinosara kusvikira mangwana muzvipise nomoto.
And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Muridye kudai makasunga zvivuno zvenyu, makapfeka shangu dzenyu patsoka dzenyu, makabata tsvimbo dzenyu mumaoko enyu, muridye muchikurumidza ipaseka yaJehovha.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Nokuti nousiku uhwo ndichafamba pakati penyika yeEjipita, ndichirova matangwe ose avanhu panyika yeEjipita, navana vose vembongoro nezvipfuyo ndichatonga vamwari vose veIjipita ndini Jehovha.
Okay, verse 13.
Ndima 13.
I want to read it again. And the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Asi ropa richava chiratidzo kwamuri padzimba mamugere. Kana ndichiona ropa ndichakupfuurai kuti dambudziko rirege kukuwirai rikuparadzei kana ndichirova nyika yeIjipita.
I'll read Ephesians while you take your seats.
Ndichaverenga vaEfeso kutanga makagara zvenyu pasi. Ephesians chapter 6.
I believe you realize that the scripture we read in Exodus is talking about a home situation.
Ndinotenda kuti makwanisa kucherechedza kuti rugwaro rwataverenga kuna Exodus ruri kutaura pamusoro pemamiriro emumba.
Amen. It's not talking to one person.
Harisi kutaura kumunhu mumwe chete.
But a family taking the lamb.
Asi mhuri ichitora gwayana.
Examine it for 14 days.
Vachirinzvera kumazuva 14.
When they see that it has got no blemish, then they kill it.
Vakaona kuti harina chipomerwa voriuraya.
And you also realize that the lamb is not divided between houses.
Uye tiri kucherechedza kuti gwayana harina kukamurwa kuti rigoverwe nemhuri dzakasiyana.
But if the family is too small for the lamb, they join up with the other family to make sure the lamb is enough for all of them.
Asi kana mhuri iri diki vanobatana nevavakidzani vavo kuti vakwanise kukwana kupa gwayana iroro.
I didn't notice a portion which says if the family is too big, take two lambs.
Handina kuona chikamu chakanyorwa kunzi kana mhuri yakakura torai makwai mairi.
But just that one is enough.
Asi rimwe chete iroro rakakwana.
Amen.
Amen.
This is why we have only one that was crucified for us.
Ndicho chikonzero tine mumwe akangourayirwa isu.
We don't have many that's crucified for us.
Hatina vakawanda vakabayirwa isu.
Just that one.
Asi mumwe iyeye.
It was enough.
Akakwana.
Just that sacrifice is enough.
Icho chipiriso chimwe chete chakatikwanira.
Amen.
Amen.
And now we're looking at Paul in the New Testament.
Zvinotaka kutarisa Paulo muTestamendi itsva.
He is not necessarily talking about communion here.
Asku taura hake pamusoro pechirairo pano.
We read about communion in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians.
Tinoverenga
chirairo chapter 11, sorry.
Chitsauko 11 cheva kurinde vekutanga.
Amen. But right here he is addressing a family.
Asi pano apa ari kutaura nemhuri.
Amen. So look at this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Imi vana teererai vabereki venyu munashe nokuti ndizvo zvakarurama.
I want you to observe that scripture very well.
Ndoda kuti munyatso kunanganidza pagwaro iri.
Amen. Paul is taking from the Old Testament.
Paulo ari kutaura kubva muTestamende yekare.
Amen. Where Moses simply said, obey your father and mother.
Apo pakangonzi na Mozisi remekedzai vabereki venyu munashe.
Because Israel, remember, was saved as a nation.
Rangarirai kuti Israel yaiponeswa serudzi.
So it was mandatory for them to listen and to obey the parents.
Saka zvanga zvakatofanira kwavari kuti vatoteerera nekuremekedza vabereki.
Because them parents were bringing the same law of Moses down to the generations.
Nekuti vabereki ivavo ndovaigamuchidza murayiro waMoses zvichifamba nemadzidza.
But Paul is not talking now to the Jews again.
Zvino apa Paulo haachataura zvakare kuvaJudha.
He is taking the same law of Moses and giving it over to the Gentiles.
Akutora murayiro mumwe chete waMoses achiupa kumarudzi.
But now the Gentiles are saved as individuals.
Asi marudzi vanoponeswa sedunga munhu.
Then he qualifies that statement of Moses.
Zvino akabva aita kuti murayiro waMoses uchienderana nemarudzi.
And he says, obey your parents in the Lord.
Ndokubva ati teererai vabereki venyu munashe.
For this is right.
Nokuti ndizvo zvakarurama.
Why is he putting this little phrase in the Lord?
Sei aisaka chirevo kadika kuti munashe.
Amen. Because the child might repent and the parents are not repented yet.
Nekuti mwana wekumarudzi anogona kutendeuka asi vabereki vasina kutendeuka.
And the parents are still eating roots and pouring libations.
pamwe vabereki vachiri kudya mishonga uye vachirova makuwa.
So you cannot obey your parents in that.
Saka haukwanise kuremekedza vabereki vavo mune zvemishonga nekurova makuva.
But in the Lord.
Asi mune zvinhu zvaShe.
Amen.
Amen.
When your parents are in the Lord, you must obey that.
Asi kana vabereki vako vari munashe unofanira kuremekedza izvozvo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
If they are not, when they send you to buy beer and the rest of the stuff, then you know Paul is not saying obeying that.
Kana vasiri munashe vakakutuma kutenda kunotenga skadi nefodya unobva waramba nekuti unenge uchiti izvozvo handizvitendi.
You are not being disobedient, but you sit down with them, tell them, Daddy, me, I'm a believer now. I don't go in that direction.
Hausiku tadza kuvaremekedza asi iwe semutendi unogara navo pasi uvati aiwa inini baba ndakatendeuka handichaita izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry about the war that comes after that.
Usanetsikane nehondo dzichazouya mushure meizvozvo.
It is a duty to explain to them.
Ingori basa rako iwe kuti uvatsanangurire.
Because Paul says, for this is right.
Nekuti Pauro ari kuti zvakarurama.
Amen.
Amen.
So if it is right, it means God is going to take care of that.
Kana zvakarurama zvinoreva kuti Mwari ndo vachakurwira.
Isn't that right?
Asitirizvo here.
He is addressing himself to the family.
Ari kutaura nemhuri.
So he's talking to the children.
Ari kutaura nevana.
Verse 2.
Ndima yechipiri.
He's still talking to the children.
Achiri kutaura nevana.
Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Kudza baba vako namai. Ndiwo murayiro wokutanga une chipikirwa.
That was the promise of Moses, so you all remember.
Ayanga iri vimbiso ya Moses, tose tinozviziva.
Amen. And the promise is still there that your days are going to be many on the earth.
Chipikirwa chichiripo chekuti uchawedzerwa mazuva epano panyika.
Amen. So it is that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Kuti uitirwe zvakanaka ugare nguva refu panyika.
So length of life, the quality of life, and also quantity of life.
Saka kureba kwehupenyu hwekugara pano uye hwakanaka uye huri hwemhando yepamusoro.
Amen.
Amen.
Quality life, because if you are obeying them in the Lord, you won't be having mischief and going into all these other places, and your life is cut short.
Upenyu hwako hunenge huri hwemhando yakanaka yepamusoro nekuti unenge uchiteerera vabereki uye usingaite misikanzwa yekuenda kune dzimwe nzvimbo idzo dzekuti upenyu hwako hunogona kuzodimurwa.
That was children.
Zvikutaurwa kuvana.
And Paul shifts to parents.
Pauro zvino akutaura nevabereki.
And you fathers.
Nemi madzibaba.
Of course he's including mothers right there.
Pamwe chete vari kusanganisa vana amai.
Provoke not your children to wrath.
Regai kutsamwisa vana venyu.
But bring them up in the nature an admonition of the Lord.
Asi varerei pakuranga nokurayira kwaShe.
Amen.
Amen.
He goes to servants, but that's part of the house too.
Vanoenda kuvaranda nekuti chikamu chemushawo zvakare.
They are in the home, is that right?
Vari mumusha medu ndizvo.
Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh.
Imi varanda, teererai avo vari vatenzi venyu panyama.
With fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ.
Nokutya nokudedera nemoyo yakarurama muchizviita.
While we are right there, I want you to notice.
Sokuna Kristu. Tichiri papo ndoda kuti mucherechedze.
Amen. Many of us brethren that's working in the different jobs.
Isu vakawanda vehama tiri kushanda mumabasa akasiyana
siyana. We always say, no, I'm working for unbelievers, so these things are of the devil.
Saka tinoti ini ndiri kushandira vanhu vasingatendi saka zvikambani inoi ndezvinhu zvasatani.
But Paul says, as unto Christ.
Asi Pauro ari kuti shanda sekunge uri kushandira Kristu.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
You are the Joseph in that company.
Ndiwe Josepha mukambani iyoyo.
You are the one that is holding that company.
Ndiwe wakatobata kambani iyoyo.
So do the best you can.
Saka ita zvose zvaunogonesa.
To make sure that the power and influence of the Lord is felt even in your company.
Kuve nechokwadi kuti simba nerunziro yaShe yanyatsokunzwika nekubatika mukambani iyoyo.
Obey the masters.
Teererai vanatenzi venyu.
Because we are both in the flesh, the master and myself are in the flesh. So obey them in fear and with trembling.
Varemekedzei mukutya nekudedera nekuti tese ini natenzi tichiri munyama.
Amen.
Amen.
If he says come to work 8 o'clock, you'll be there 8 o'clock.
Kana vakati totanga basa na 8 o'clock, iwe usvikawo kubasa na 8.
Not Monday 10 o'clock. And you tell them, look, I had a long prayer meeting. And they'll tell you, go back to church. So if you come over here and say, look, my boss says I must go back to church because I told him about the spiritual things that I was doing. No, you're not right.
Ukauya pano utanga kunyunyuta kuti ndanzina tenzi kubasa ndiuye kuno kuchurch nekuti ndakavauzwa kuti ndanonoka kubasa ndiri kuchurch. Hausi hama inogona kuenzanisa zvinhu.
We got no job for you. Go to work.
Hatina basa rako pano. Shanda kubasa ikoko.
8 o'clock Monday you are at work.
Na 8 o'clock musoro mivhuro unofanira kuva kubasa.
When others are playing draft you are working.
Iwe vamwe vanenge vachitamba tsoro iwe uri kuita basa.
Amen.
Amen.
When others are backbiting you are working.
Vamwe pavanenge vachitaura vamwe iwe uri kushanda.
When they're busy talking about soccer you are working.
Iwe pari kutaura pamusoro pebhora iwe uri kushanda.
Ndizvo rama.
Is that so, brethren?
Amen.
Amen.
Some brothers here already know a lot of the players overseas.
Dzimwe hama pano vanotoziva vatambi venhabvu veku
in the overseas clubs. Much more than they know the office bearers in their church.
Vanoziva vanotamba bhora kumhiri kwemakungwa kudarika madiko nematrusti nemashumiri vepachurch.
It's a pity. When we are preaching a bit too long, they feel like they're not going to see their favorite team playing.
Tika rebesa marizo vanenge vakutotya kuti ndichazobuda muno mbora ratotanga kare.
That's very unfair.
Hey, hazvina kunaka izvama.
But our prophet says,
asi profeta edu anoti,
if your God is soccer, he is a bag of air.
Kana mwari wako ari mutambo wenhabvu chingori chidewe chakazadzwa mweya.
That is your God.
Ndo mwari wako iwe.
So you must choose who to worship.
Saka wosarudza kuti wonamata upi.
Amen.
Amen.
And this scripture continues about the servant. Worker.
Gwaro rinoendera mberi pamusoro pevaranda richiti.
Amen. Even you that's working in the different homes, brothers or sisters.
Muri kushanda mudzimba hama kana hanzvadzi.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't get lazy because you're working for brethren.
Hauzotanga kuita nungo kana kuita nyope nekuti uri kushandira hama kana hanzvadzi.
Or you wake up very late and you tell them, look, I was just praying a little bit and or maybe I was fasting, so I just wanted to pray a little bit more. Please understand me.
Hanzvadzi kana kuti mukoma munonoka kumuka kutanga basa moti ndanga ndichinamata kana kuti ndanga ndiri pamusanyo.
You work.
Iwe ingoshanda.
Wake up the normal time and work. Tanga, in that home.
Tanga ibasa nguva dzinotangwa basa mumba imomo.
Andizvo here.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
Amen.
You even though you are working with the brothers in your that home, it's brothers and sisters, but you must know these ones, they belong here, but me, I'm working.
Kunyange dziri hama kana hanzvadzi dzauri kushandira unofanira kuziva kuti iye hamane hanzvadzi pano pachechi asi kwauri iwewe ndana tenzi vako pabasa.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
Amen.
Amen.
And they are going to give you your salary that you agreed on end of the month.
Vachakupa muripo wako wamakawirirana pakupera kwemwedzi.
Amen.
Amen.
And the masters are not going to say because you are a sister at church therefore you know you are going to understand that we won't give you money. There's nothing like that. If you employed her to work, give her salary, please.
Nemiwo anatenziwo hama kana hanzvadzi hamusi kuzoregera kupa muripo wake hama kana hanzvadzi muchiti munozivawo kuti muri hama kana hanzvadzi munogona kungozvinzwisisa kana tikasa kupai mari. Ipai munhu mari yake yamakawirirana.
Don't wait for them to understand. It's you that must understand first.
Haigona kumirira kuti havachazvinzwisisa. Imi ndimunofanira kutanga mazvinzwisisa.
Amen. Because
Amen.
That habit is not good.
Nekuti katsika aka hakana kunaka.
You borrow money, you don't return.
Ukumbira mari haudzorere.
Amen. Because brothers understand.
Nekuti mune muchiti hama dzinonzwisisa.
But when you were borrowing that money, you went on your knees and you said a lot of things.
Asi pamakakumbira mari makaenda pamabvi chaiwo mukataura zvinhu zvakawanda.
And you have forgotten what you said.
Matokangana zvamakataura pamaikwereta mari.
Because brothers understand.
Nekuti munongofunga kuti hama dzinonzwisisa.
And you always tell them, I'll give you by grace.
Munogara muchingovati, handichakupai nenyasha hama.
Now, until brothers now know, if you tell them by grace, then they know, there's nothing
coming. We're
giving a wrong meaning of the word of God.
Let your yes
be yes. And let your no be no.
Amen.
Amen.
This
was a Christian church.
That's Christianity.
Not with eye service. What does that mean? When they are looking, that's when you are working. The moment they disappear, you stand.
Zvinoreva kuti kana varipo vachikuona, unoita kunge unoshanda zvakanyanya. Asi kana vangobuda chete, watopeta maoko wagara pasi.
As men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
Musingabati kana muchionekwa bedzi, savafadzi vavanhu, asi savaranda vaKristu.
With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
Vanoita kuda kwaMwari nemoyo wose, muchibata nemoyo wakanaka, muchizviita sokunashe, musingaitiri vanhu.
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
Muchiziva kuti chinhu chipi nechipi chakanaka chinoitwa nemunhu mumwe nemumwe uchapiwa zvenashe kana akasungwa kana akasununguka.
And you masters do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him.
Nemi madzishe, muvaitire saizvozvo, murege kuvatyisa, nokuti munoziva kuti Ishe wavo nowenyu uri kudenga haatendi zvinoonekwa zvomunhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Mwari.
Since we are aiming on a family,
sezvo takanangana nemhuri,
this is what we want to talk about.
Ndo zvatida kutaura pamusoro pazvo.
And I want to speak on the role of father in a family.
Tinotaura pamusoro pebasa rababa mumhuri.
Amen.
Amen.
The role of the father in the family.
Basa rababa mumhuri.
Not necessarily husband. You can be husband and father at the same time, but I'm talking about a father.
Kwete kutaura pamusoro pemurume asi kutaura pamusoro pababa unogona kunge uri baba nemurume zvakare mumhuri.
Amen.
Amen.
A father, of course, can be described as a one that has got children in the home.
Baba anogona kududzirwa semunhu ane vana mumba.
Amen. But we can also talk about a father like a founder, like a producer or an author.
Tinogona kutora kududzira izvi kuti baba semuvambi kana uyo anobuditsa kana kuti ane mungava pane zvaari kuita.
Nyanduri.
Nyanduri.
Okay. Or somebody who accepts responsibility.
Kana mumwe munhu anotora mutoro webasa.
It's not easy to accept responsibility.
Hazvisi nyore kugamuchira mutoro webasa.
A lot of times we run away from responsibility.
Nguva dzakawanda tinotiza mutoro webasa.
But when you stand there and say, I'm going to take it up,
asi ukamirapo ukati ndava kutora mutoro uyu,
then you are taking the role of a father.
Waakutora chinzvimbo chababa.
You might not even be married.
Unogona kunge usina kana kuroora kana.
But the fact that you are taking responsibility,
asi nyaya yekungoti watora mutoro webasa,
this is what we are looking at.
Ndo zvatakatarisana nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to see that in the message.
Tinoda kuzviona izvi mumharidzo.
We are taking our picture from Exodus.
Tikutora mufananidzo wedu kubva kuna Exodo.
Amen. When Moses is giving an order to a family,
Moses paanga achipa horongwa kumhuri,
Israel was not in one place as one big congregation.
Israel yanga isiri panzvimbo imwe chete achitaura navo seungano.
Yes, they were in Goshen.
Vongo vanga vari muGoshen.
But they had homes.
Asi vaive nedzimba dzavo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And then there were many lambs that were going to die that night. It was not one lamb for the whole of
Israel.
But it was many lambs that were going to die. According to the families. Is that right? But I want you to realize the ones that had to pop up their ears and get the proper instructions was the father.
Asi uyo aifanha kunyatso chuna nzeve dzake kuti anyatsonzwa kurayira izvi ndi baba.
We have responsibilities for many things. We have responsibilities to send our children to school, to dress them, to feed them, and to protect them. Those things are very good. We've got to do that. But there's nothing as important as protecting life.
Amen.
Amen. To make sure you keep death away from the family. Because death is the number one enemy for any human being. Is that right? So we are looking for somebody who can stand there and put the whole family behind them for protection. Amen. So this is what we are looking at. So when Moses gave this command for Israel, the children knew, we've got a father in the home, he's going to do that. The wife also said the same, I've got a husband, he is the father here, he's going to do it. But they all wanted to make sure he has done it. Because they knew if daddy doesn't do it, it means tomorrow is a funeral. And the one that was mainly concerned was the firstborn in the family. Daddy, are you sure? You have taken heed to the prophet's message. Is that right? Daddy, are you sure you have listened to what the prophet Moses has said? And the drama was the father takes the son and walks with him out the door, opens the door and says, look, this is the blood. Look and look. This is the blood. Amen.
Amen.
And the son goes back in the house, sits comfortably knowing what the prophet had said has been done in our home. Amen. Our problem in this day, we are trying to find a leeway to run away from what the prophet has said. And you don't realize, without following the true message wholeheartedly, you are inviting death into your life. Is that right? The prophet was preaching in the token message of Jeffersonville. I didn't bring the quote here, but I think I will need it now, where the prophet says, it's getting late now. Amen.
It's
towards the end of the message, and he says, we got to apply the token. Amen. And right there, he's talking about daddy. Father, you got to do something. It's getting late now. Is that right? So, because the token is evening time. The lamb is killed evening time. And this is also evening time for us. And then we must talk about the lamb. Is that right? So that we see responsible fathers putting their homes in order. Amen. It's not putting homes in order according to what I think is right. But putting the home in order according to the prophet's message. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is the one that knows how we've got to put our homes in order. Praise the Lord. I wish I had picked that quote on time. Amen. I can even see where it is about page 48 or so.
Amen.
Amen. But I believe the brothers will get it very soon. Amen. So, Daddy is responsible. Do you realize when the whole of Israel was being beaten by the taskmasters in Egypt? Amen. And the tally for the bricks was increasing by day. That was the time when Amram really took it upon himself. He was a father. He was in the home. He didn't say, well, we just have to relax because we're going to die all of us, so what's next? But he took upon himself. That means he took responsibility. After the whole day of working and being beaten and smitten by the taskmasters, he went in and he started praying. Amen. Why was he praying? He knew God had given a promise that Abraham, your children are going to be in bondage for 400 years. But I am going to raise them with a mighty hand. Amen.
Amen.
So he took it upon himself. And he went to pray. Through the night. He didn't care that he was going to work tomorrow with a lot of sleep in his eyes. But he knew I have a duty to do in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I believe you all know the story in the message teaching on Moses. How the angel came to Amram and told him about the coming of the sun. He knew deliverance was at hand. But it took somebody who took it upon himself. Amen. And something worked. Praise God. Let me see how this one reads. You can't afford to take a chance. We are too late now. We're getting too late for these chances. Let's receive it now. Now I cannot bring people to this altar. I cannot do it. There's not enough room here, but altar calls is a tradition. That's not exactly what I wanted.
Alright,
I believe you find it.
Amen.
Amen. But taking a responsibility. This promise was not only for Amram. But it was for the whole of Israel. But somebody says, I'll take it upon myself. Amen. And when he finally accepted it, something happened. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, I want you to notice this. Okay, it's not this one again. All right, let's leave this one. Amen. All right, let me take this quote. Let's go on to this other quote. Believing God.
Paragraph 23.
Okay. The prophet says Jehovah Jireh, which was God's first redemptive name. Jehovah Jireh means the God who provide a sacrifice. Now, he was Jehovah Jireh. He was Jehovah Rapha. Nisi. And on down like that. He had seven compound redemptive names. And substitutionary to a human life, took a lamb and offered it up as the provided sacrifice.
Zvino vachitsiva nzvimbo yemunhu vakatora gwayana rikapiriswa sechipiriso.
But in Isaac, all the nations will be blessed.
Kuti muna Isaka, mandudzi ose acharopafadzwa.
And through Isaac came out Christ.
Kubudikidzana Isaac makabuda Kristu.
And we being dead in Christ take on Abraham's seed.
Zvino isu tafa muna Kristu tinotora mbeu yaAbraham.
And I heirs according to the promise.
Tinova mbeu yaAbraham uye tiri vadyire nhaka maindira.
There you are. And that brings not in our bodies.
Uye zvinounza kwete mumitumbi yedu.
We are Gentiles in our bodies.
Tiri marudzi mumitumbi yedu.
Amen. We are sinners in our bodies.
Tiri vatadzi mumitumbi yedu.
But in our souls.
Asi mumunhu wemukati.
Being born again.
Wakaberekwa patsva.
With the same spirit that was upon faithful Abraham.
Nemweya mumwe chete wanga ari pana Abraham akatendeseka.
That strain down in there makes us want to trust God.
Zvino muhwezva uyu urimo mukati munoda kuti tivimbe naMwari.
But the body gets scarred.
Asi mutumbi unowana mavanga.
Oh, if we are the children of Abraham.
Asi kana tiri vana vaAbraham.
Let's be as father Abraham was.
Ngative sezvo aiva baba vedu Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet is throwing us back to father Abraham so that we behave like his. Like father Abraham.
Profita vari kutidzorera kuna baba vedu Abraham kuti tizvibatsire sababa vedu Abraham.
When God came to him,
Mwari pavakauya kuna Abraham
and told him, leave this place.
Vakamuudza kuti ibva munzvimbo.
Go to a place which I'm going to show you.
Ndaku neimwe nzvimbo yandichakuratidza.
Look, he was a man.
Tarisai munhu anga ari munhu.
And every man has got to reason.
Zvino munhu wese anofanira kushandisa njere.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You get to think about what you hear.
Unofanira kufunga pamusoro pezvo.
And you have got to weigh situation.
Unofanira kuenzanisa mamiriro ezvinhu.
Must I go? Must I not go?
Ndoenda here ndoregera kuenda.
Amen. But there was something in Abraham.
Asipave nechimwe chinhu naAbraham.
A sense of responsibility.
Aive nemutoro webasa.
I'm going to make you a father of nations.
Ndichakuita baba vemarudzi.
Nations are going to be blessed through you.
Marudzi acharopofadzwa kubudikidza newe.
So he hears all these things.
Saka ari kunzwa zvinhu zvese izvi.
And he feels if I forget about these things.
Akanzwa kuti ndikakangana zvinhu zvose izvi.
How about all these other nations that's coming?
Koma mamwe marudzi ese achazouya.
He takes it upon himself.
Akatora mutoro webasa.
And he says, I am going.
Akati ndiri kuenda.
I don't care who is following.
Handina mhosva kuti ndiani ari
kutevera. But the thing is, the things that God has told me. And these things are going to come to pass. I wasn't worshipping this God before. But the way he has revealed himself to me. I feel power of responsibility on me. I feel I got to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, I want you to know. When Abraham made his first step.
Abraham pakatora nhano yekutanga.
To leave the land of his fathers.
Kubuda munyika yemadzi baba vake.
And go into the land that God told him to go.
Achienda kunyika yanganzi naMwari aende.
He was assuming.
Aitofunga.
The responsibility.
Basa.
Of everything that was going to come his way.
Yezvinhu zvese zvaizouya nenzira yake.
And to his children.
Uye kuvana vake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to believe.
Ndoda kutenda
kuti. That you and me.
Kuti iwe neni.
Were responsible.
Tinemungava
of making Abraham take his first step.
Ikuti Abraham atore nhano yekutanga.
Because if Abraham never went,
dai Abraham asina kuenda,
we were not going to be where we are today.
Tingadai tisipo patiri nhasi uno.
A sense of responsibility.
Akanzwa mutoro webasa.
I am going to do it.
Ndiri kuzozviita.
I don't care what I'm going to face.
Andine mhosva tichasangana
nei. Brother, I want you to have a look at these things.
Ndoda kuti mutarise zvinhu izvi.
Going to a land.
Kuenda kunyika.
Of people with a certain language and culture.
Kune vamwe vanhu vane umwe rurimi uye neimwe tsika.
And you don't know those people.
Hauzive vanhu ava.
Whether they're going to accept you or not.
Kuti vachakugamuchira here kana
kuti. Are they going to give you land or not?
Vachakupa here nyika kana
kuti. Are they going to be friendly or not?
Vachava neushamwari here kana
kuti. It's a lot of things that you think about.
Unofunga pamusoro.
But Abraham said.
Asi Abraham akati.
Because of what God said.
Nekuda kwezvataurwa naMwari.
I am going.
Ndakuenda.
If Abraham never made that choice,
dai Abraham asina kuita sarudzo iyi,
we won't have a Bible.
Tingadai tisina Bible.
Because the whole life of Abraham,
nekuti upenyu hwese hwaAbraham,
became Bible to us.
Rakava Bible kwatiri.
And all the Children of Abraham became Bible for us. Abraham obeyed God. Amen.
Amen.
And it was imputed on him as righteousness. And God loved to be called the God of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He loved the way these fathers obeyed and did what God said. And God wanted to be called the God of Abraham. Hallelujah.
I
will ask you a question. What are you doing today with the message of the hour? Is God happy to be identified with you and to be called your God? What do you think about that? With all that you are doing in this life, do you think God is saying, I'm happy to be identified with you? This is the whole idea. Amen.
Amen.
Even Elijah, when he was on Mount Carmel, when he was praying, he didn't say, my God. He says, the God of
Abraham,
of Isaac,
Isaka,
and of Israel.
Na Israel.
Let it be known that you are God and I am your servant. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever any of the children of Israel wanted to really pray, really pray, they will say, God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Are you seeing that? Whenever they say that, that God feels good, and he will come down to their rescue, because he was happy to be identified with Abraham, with Isaac, and with
Jacob.
Because of that responsibility, brother, God came down to Abraham and protected him. Amen. In the whole journey and whatever he was doing, the Lord felt also that I must do the same. To show responsibility on Abraham's choice. Brother, sister, let me come in the flesh to a flesh father. We can talk about spirit and you can all jump and rejoice. Responsibility. Amen. If he is Jehovah Jireh who is above you, the father in the house must know that I have got Jehovah Jireh above me. Amen.
Amen.
When it is time for school fees, you don't go and steal money and go and lie that, please give me money, I'm going to give it to you, and you will never give. You tell the headmaster, please give me time, I'm going to run around. What do you mean by run around? Are you safe? Are you in the scripture? We're not talking about running around. This is the whole idea, brother. If you are a real father in the house, you have got a role to play to protect your wife, to protect your children. Is that right? You got to pay rent for that house. You've got to look for food for the children. You've got to dress them, protect them, and everything that is necessary. It's you that is going to do it. Is that right? So, you don't keep your home on lies. No. But you must know that your God answers prayer. you have got to kneel down. You can even leave the family and go somewhere and really pray through, because we are believers who believe that God answers
prayer.
Is that right? The God we worship answers prayer. And if you are a father who really feels I'm a father, God is going to stand with you and make sure that what you mean has got to be satisfied. Amen. Until the wife in the home knows this one, we put our trust in him, because he knows he's the father in the home here. Children do the same also.
You
don't sacrifice your wife for that. You don't sacrifice your children. So why are you not looking for jobs? You must go and look for a job so that they support you now. That is African mentality. Did you know that? We are not Africans, brother. We are Christians. I'm sorry for speaking straight, but that's exactly so. Because we feel when we are sending our children to school, it's investment so that they can also keep us when you grow old. So when they finish form 4, say, you go to school to work first, then you see what you're going to do later.
You must work, father.
Do something for that family.
Because
your fatherhood does not end when your children grow up. As long as they're still there, you got to do something. Amen.
Amen.
I believe, together with Sister Mujigirwa, that God answers prayer. How many more join us in believing that? That God answers prayer. I believe that. If He answers prayer, why don't you try Him? Amen.
Amen.
You tell Him, Lord, I've got 3 children that's in need of form 4 exam fees and all these other things. Lord, please let me have that money. Not stealing the money or borrowing without returning. God can give you before you borrow. How many of you believe that? He has got many ways of doing that. He can promote you at work. Is that right? He can send somebody from UK and you meet you on the street. I've been looking for you all these years. Where were you? Is that answering prayer? Or you are even walking and you hit into some plastic something full of money. Does God do that? Yeah. Because I've realized that some people feel that if they put money in a purse, I mean, it's very obvious money is in the purse. But if you've got a bread plastic, the label is plastic and you move around with it, nobody will think there's money there. I'm not saying you must go do that, but somehow you can kick it and there you see, hey, there's money there. But God can do it. You can never tell God what to do. He knows. But all we know is He answers prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, I'm looking for brethren who can join me. I'm not bragging. But I vowed in my life that I will never be a beggar. And I will never beg. How many of you would like to join me? Amen.
Amen.
You say it and your whole body is going to be under that testimony that you will never beg. You see beggars on the road, but I will never be one of them. I don't want to be one of them. I am a father for my family. I am a father for a church. I am a father for my natural family, extended family. Is that right? But I don't want to beg for them. When there's need, God must supply. And if it is not there, I go to that God who is Jehovah Jireh. And I'll tell him, you made me a father. You gave me responsibility. You got to do something. It is his obligation. I did not make myself a father. I did not claim to be one even. He made me one. And if he did, it is his responsibility to make sure that my qualities has got to be satisfied. Do you want to join me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, I have traveled different places. I never would beg for a plane ticket or even a hotel ticket. I don't do that because I know my God can do
it.
Amen. Before I leave here, if I'm going for 3 weeks, my whole itinerary, the deacons will be knowing where I will be at any time. The trustees will be knowing. I tell them, this weekend I will be there, this other weekend, and I have God by His grace. Look here, it's God and His grace. I fix up my itinerary before I go. Amen. I don't want to be nobody's problem. And I don't want to be used by people to say, now that you are in our country, we're going to do this, that, and the other for you. I said, no. I've got my itinerary. I'm going where I have planned. Finish. I'm telling you this, brethren, I'm not bragging, please. Amen. But I'm telling you that the God I serve will never make me a beggar.
Amen.
And because of that, I don't owe anybody here. I don't want. How is that? I don't want. Amen.
Amen.
It's not good. It's not good. But if God has made you a father, this is my challenge to you. God answers prayer. Is that true? He knows where the money is. And you pray, and God is going to give you. Is that right? Now, after I leave this message, you are not coming to me now and say, now, Pastor, you give me money. I don't have some for you. Amen.
Amen.
Go and pray. God is going to give you. Amen. I'm sorry for sharing some of these secrets to you, but
Amen.
But it's true. I've cheated nobody. Amen. No. I don't do that. It's not even necessary. Because my father Abraham, when he wanted Machpelah, he didn't borrow a land. He had to buy it.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we must all do. Jesus Christ did not borrow to have a bride. He had to pay for the whole price that the bride needed. It's not easy to make a decision. To have responsibility. It's not easy. How about in Gethsemane? Was that easy? That's what a father has got to do. Where is your Gethsemane? Jesus had to go to Gethsemane and he struggled to make a decision. Must I go? Must I not go? What does the Bible say? Big drops of sweat mixed up with blood. Do you know where it was coming from? Brother, the stress and the pressure that he went through in his own body was so much that the blood vessels broke loose and they joined up with the sweat glands. Are you getting that? And then the blood went through the sweat glands and it was sweat mixed up with blood. And the prophet says, Jesus Christ died more in Gethsemane than on the cross.
Amen.
Where is your
Gethsemane?
Brother, sister, we are not made to be lazy. Because the Bible says, with sweat from the ground, you're going to get your food. Is that true? Sometimes you give somebody a job. Brother, I would like you to work here. He works 1 month. End of the month, says, brother, it's too hard. I can't work there. It's too difficult. But that's what we're all doing. It's also hard for everybody. So why don't you want to go through the pain? So that end of the month you can get something for the family? It's your family. Is that true? This is the whole idea. It's not easy to make a decision. To be a preacher. It's not just coming up and speak whatever you want. You have to wait on God. You might read many spoken words. But that's not what he wants you to preach. He knows what's supposed to be preached that particular day. He's not preaching the subject that you enjoy most. But it's preaching the needs of the people on that day. Because the days are different. And what we go through each day is also different. Our trials are different. But the preacher has got to stand there and give the church something that has got to sustain them the following day into the week. And some maybe are going to listen to you after 2 weeks, but what they get must sustain them for all that time until they come back to church again. It's not easy. Amen.
Amen.
But you've got to make the decision.
Asuno fana utotora saruzo.
You got to do it.
Uno fana utozvita.
You got to accept the responsibility.
Uno fana utotora mutoro webasa uyu.
Amen. As I was with Moses.
Sezo ndanga ndina Moses.
The prophet said about Joshua.
Profeta anotaura pamusoro pa
Joshua. Joshua felt the weight of the responsibility.
Anzi Joshua akatakura mutoro webasa iri.
And he knew
akaziva
it's no longer time to move around Kadesh Barnea again. The weight of his responsibility told him, cross Jordan. So what did he do? He called the people and gave them trumpets and said, go throughout the whole camp and tell them, 3 more days. Everybody's got to wash their clothes. They must be clean. Away from your women. We are crossing over.
Akatora akaunganidza vanhu akavapa hwamanda akati shoko ngaripambe musasa kuti mazuva matatu vanhu ngavazvigeze ngavasasangana nemadzima yavo nekuti tinofana kuyambuka.
That command came from a heavy responsibility.
Kurayira uku kwakauya kubva pamutoro mukuru webasa.
To people that had enjoyed eating cucumbers and melons and leeks in the desert.
Kune vanhu vangava jaira kudya magaka.
To say, leave all that, we are crossing over. But crossing over meant we are going to fight. It was not just going to be a way of saying, this is your land, this, thank you, this is your land, thank you. It meant fighting and possess the land. So it was not easy for Joshua, neither was it easy for the people. But he had to do it. Because that was the time for that to be done. Is that right? This is why Joshua had the courage. When he met that man who had a drawn out sword, Joshua did not run away.
Joshua ana kutiza.
He knew
Aiziva.
The whole camp of Israel,
Musasa wese we Israel
is waiting on me.
Wakamirira pandiri.
Are you getting the idea?
Murikubata here nyaya.
The whole camp is waiting on my decision.
Musasa wese wakamirira pasarudzo wangu.
So if I run,
ndikatiza,
what have I done?
Ndaitei.
But brother, he had to show
Amaivanotoratidza.
That he was a courageous man. He looked at him right in the face. He says, who are you? Are you for us or for our adversary? Brother, I want to believe that God was very happy to know that he had a general that was so courageous, was not afraid to talk to an angel, a God that came out of the pillar of fire and standing out in the open. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sometimes God does that. He wants you to show that you are strong and you are very courageous. Is that right? What was the promise in chapter 1? Be thou courageous. There is no man that will ever stand against you all the days of your life. So those promises were ringing in the mind of Joshua. No man will ever stand against you all the days of your life. So here was a man standing before him. The first thing that came to him, no man will stand. Hallelujah. You too, brother. There is no demon that is going to stand against you all the days of your life. We are looking for men and women in the message who are very courageous, who are not afraid of any spirit, who are not afraid of any demon. Hallelujah. They know they are courageous. Is that right? We are looking for men and women in the message who are not afraid of witchcraft, who are not afraid of any spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where are you, brother? That's so courageous. Not afraid of anything. Amen.
Amen.
But what I'm saying, brother, is not easy. To take a stand. To protect all that's been given under your charge. Is that true? It takes a lot of courage. Amen.
Amen.
But you've got to really do it. May God grant us grace. Praise be the name of the Lord. Sometimes when the prophet was faced with junctions in his own ministry, he
would
always go back to his decision that he made. And we must always do that. So that decision that you made must give you courage. Brother, azvidi mbwende.
This doesn't take cowards.
Zvikunamataka. Azvidi mbwende.
Being a Christian is not for cowards.
Kana zvikuita baba mumba futi azvidi mbwende.
Even to be a father in the home, it doesn't take cowards to be.
Kunyange zvikanzi hapana basa pano.
Even if there is no job.
Tell them, my job is there. Because if you can't give me a job, what's going to happen to my children? Are you seeing what I'm saying? You got to have courage. Amen. You got to promote me or otherwise. Sure. You got to make sure they do it. Because you need the money. You've got a family behind there. They have to promote you. This, your business has got to move. Amen.
Amen.
You have to sign that contract. You tell them, I'm signing this contract. Amen. Because I've got a family to take care of. Whether you want it or not, after this I'm going to sign this one also. It's alright? You don't wait and say, oh, if they want, then maybe. Where is your courage? If you're courageous, tell them, I'm going to sign. Oh, it needs this, that, and that. I can do it. Amen. I can do it. Yeah. And you're going to do it. How about Brother Bram talking to that young man? Choosing a bride? About this other couple that he says, I love it? Do you remember the story? And he's asking this girl, if your husband gets out of job, are you going back to Papa and Mama? She says, I'm not going. And he asked this man, suppose you don't have enough money to take care of this wife and children, what are you going to do? Brother, the young man says, I'm going to work. What did he say? He says, I will even have calluses in my hands. I'm going to work until. You
want to quit that job because it's painful.
You have to work. It takes courage. We are looking for somebody that has got the courage. Amen.
Amen.
And it is going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, when you're talking about courage, we're not talking about muscle. How about David?
David,
where did he get the courage from? He looks at the word of God and says, I'm going to stand right here because I'm in the covenant. That guy is not in the covenant. And he stood flat-footed on the promise of God. And that is what we're looking for. And these promises are not for certain brothers. They're for you. The one that has read it. So, I'm reading it from Marriage and Divorce. Amen. I hope nobody's saying, hey.
There are no brethren saying, reaching for marriage and divorce.
Where are we going? Eat the whole lamb. Roasted. Amen.
Amen.
But you don't misplace it and twist it.
So
here is another junction in the prophet's ministry. And he's speaking now about Victor Ledoux, who gave that prophecy in French. Is that right? This boy came up and said, Brother Branham, I feel like I must pray for you. He didn't say, no. It's me that must pray for you. He says, go ahead. Brother, then it was tongues. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, here, all three notes exactly the same.
French.
There was a lady in there that was French, and there was a United Nations French interpreter. All these three people were in there.
French, UN, French.
And here is the way it reads. This is the original note taken. Not taken right off. This is Dennis Knott himself. He pegged it in his pocket, of course. It went in the Christian businessman and so forth. Because that was chosen the narrow path. The harder way.
Zira yakaoma.
Thou hast walked in your own choosing.
Iwe wafamba musarudzo yako pachako.
Thou hast picked the correct and precise decision.
Iwe watora sarudzo yakanaka yakananga.
And it is my way.
Uye ndiyo nzira yangu.
Because of this momentous decision,
nekuda kwesarudzo yako huru,
a huge portion of heaven will await you. What a glorious decision thou hast made. This in itself is that which will give and make come to pass the tremendous victory in the love divine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God was confirming the decision of the prophet. And do you know? If the prophet never made a choice to walk the narrow and harder way, we were not going to be here. We are rallying all behind that decision. The man was pressurized to forget about the mystery of God and to follow denomination. It's easy. But he chose, I'll go this way. He was forced, brother, to get a lot of money. He could have had a lot of money. But he says no. But he refused that. Brother, can you imagine? Are we able to do it ourselves? God forbid. But the prophet, he never wanted to be bought by money. He told the people about the vision, about oil.
Mafuta.
And some brothers came and said, Brother Branham, please, tell us where the oil mine is. Just show, you are a preacher, we are business people, just show us the place. If you do that, we're going to build a very big monument for you.
Mukatidaro, mukatiratidza, tichakuvakirai chimuvakwa chikuru chekukurangarirai.
I don't know what they were having in mind.
Handizivi zvavakanga vainazvo mupfungwa mavo.
But the prophet said no.
Asi muprofita akati kwete.
He never did.
Haana kuvaudza.
Brother, there were many ways he could have sold out his birthright.
Pane nzira dzakawanda dzekuti dai muprofita vakatengesa udangwe hwavo.
But he chose not.
Asi vakaramba.
Amen.
Amen.
That was a prophet.
Ndozva aive muprofita wedu.
But do you know?
Asi munoziva here.
You also.
Newewo zvakare.
You are met with a lot of things, situations, where you also are forced to sell your birthright. But you have got to make your choice and say no.
Haunosvika pakumanikana kwekuti unokwanisa kutengesa udangwe, asi iwe unofanira kuti kwete, handidi.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
You ladies, your next door neighbors, they might be driving Mercedes-Benz and BMWs and Hummers and what else? And they will tell you, come.
And
you're going to be my mother's daughter-in-law. I will give you this hammer. Without any negotiation, I'm going to change the papers.
Ndinokupa hama iyi ukangoita muroora wamai vangu. Pasina kana anozviziva ndinotomhanya kuCVR kunochinja zita remota.
And you've got to make a choice.
Unofanira kutoita sarudzo.
Am I going to sell my birthright for a hammer?
Ndichatengesa udangu hwangu nekuda kwemota here?
You say no.
Unoti kwete.
A huge portion of heaven awaits you, sister.
Chikamu chikuru chedenga chakakumirira iwe.
Yes.
Hongu.
My business brother.
Ama yangu iri mubizim.
They tell you, before you sign this contract, I want you to know.
Nyora muchibvumirano chitoda kuti uzive.
If you agree,
ukabvuma,
that you're going to do this and do this for me, I'm going to give you the contract.
Kuti uchai ndiitira izvi neizvi nezvozvo ndinokupa basa iri.
Buy me a car.
Nditengere mota.
Buy me a house.
Nditengere imba.
And then this contract is in millions.
Zvino tender iyi ndeema million.
You will never finish this money.
Haungubva wakapedza mari.
And the brother is licking his lips.
Hama iri kunanzvirira muromo.
Million.
Ma million.
Just by a signature, I'm a millionaire.
Kungosaina kudai, ndato millionaire.
But you see what?
Asi munoonei?
You'll be selling your birthright.
Uri kutengesa udangwe hwako.
Then you stand and say, I've heard what you say.
Ndanzwa zvamataura.
But I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Asi ndine huromba handikwanisi kudaro.
I'm a Christian.
Ndiri muKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a narrow and hard way.
Inzira yakamanikana yakaoma.
But a huge portion of heaven.
Asi chikamu chikuru chedenga chakakumirira.
So it's not easy, brother.
Hazvisi nyore hama.
This is why the road is narrow.
Ndicho chikonzero nzira iyi yakamanikana.
It's not a wide road.
Hausi mugwagwa wakapamhama.
It's a narrow road.
Inzira yakatetepa.
Where you've got to make choices every day.
Yaunofanira kutotora sarudzo zuva nezuva.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to make a choice every day.
Unofanira kutotora sarudzo zuva nerimwe.
How about Moses?
Zvanga zvakadii kuna Moses?
He was one foot on the throne.
Angatosarwa nenhano imwe chete angoenda angoita mambo eEgypt.
And Pharaoh preferred him over his own son.
Faro aitomuda iye Mozi kuti aite mambo kudarika mwanakomana wake pachake.
Amen. But Paul says in Hebrews he was looking at the unseen.
Asi Paulo anoti kuna vaHebheru akanga achiona zvisingaoneke.
But brother, sister, God is able also today to make you look at what Moses was looking at.
Mwari vanokwanisawo kuti ukwanise kutarisa zvanga zvichioneka kuna Moses.
And be an overcomer.
Ova mukundi.
Praise God. Moses had to make a decision.
Moses akatotora sarudzo.
Paul had to make a decision.
Paulo akatotora sarudzo.
And a huge portion of heaven was waiting for them.
Uye chikamu chikuru chedenga changa chakavamirira.
Do you see what responsibility is all about?
Murikuona here kuti chatinoti mutoro webasa chii?
Amen. It might mean losing a lot out of your life.
Zvinotoreva dzimwe nguva kurasikirwa nezvinhu zvakawanda muupenyu hwako.
Even Jesus had to lose his own life for his own brothers.
Kunyange Jesu akatorasikirwa neupenyu hwake kuitira hama dzake.
Amen. So, brother, sister, this night I'm saying we must face it. Amen. We want to make sure we make it. Don't fear for nothing. Do you believe in Jehovah Jireh? All the silver, all the gold, all the diamond belongs to God. He has got all this.
And
for that matter, He is our Father. Amen.
Amen.
He has got all the oil. He has got all the meal. He gave some to the widow of Zarephath. He can also give you. If only you can pray, He will give you. Do you believe that? Amen. He has got plenty of children. He gave one to Sarah. He gave another to Rebecca. He gave one to Hannah. Don't you think he has got one? He doesn't have one for you?
Kutogova. He can give.
He has got plenty, brother. Amen.
Amen.
He can do it. My farmer brother. How many sheep did Job have?
Job,
we're talking about thousands. Is it bad if you have got some of them if you're a farmer? 7,000 of them. Amen.
And just bless us and we eat.
One chere per thousand. Ah, brother.
Just one out of a thousand.
Yeah. But this is what God can do.
Just know it when I'm married.
If He did it for others, He can do for you. Is that true? But don't run away from the sacrifice that you've got to make. The other day we were saying a lot of people want to be John Sharrett. But you don't want the sacrifice He made. Amen. You got to pay. It takes a lot out of you so that something has got to work. Let's stand upon our feet. Amen. It's not easy to make a choice. But brother, somebody has got to make a choice. Do you know Joshua was under real pressure? Because chapter 1, God told him, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. He was happy with that. But the elders of Israel, they repeated what God said. They said, yes, Joshua, don't worry. If only we see what we saw in Moses, following you, we're going to follow you.
Hey.
Brother, it's not easy. Because you don't have to manufacture that. It means you must be sincere. So that the same God of Moses must come back and confirm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we able to sing that song? Amen, because that was chosen the narrow path.
Nekuti wasarudza nzira yakamanikana.
Can you sing it? All right.
Let's try. Song, brethren, I believe you are going to play it well. In the whole congregation, I believe you are going to sing it.
Let's try that.
Timbozuyedza.
By the way, because of what's inside. love divine. To get to the end of time, divine love will live in me.
We'll walk this path.
Try singing, everybody, now. In the first of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Divine love may live in me. Let's sing the song, everybody. Everybody is also singing. Try it. Again, everybody, I need this. Every hour, I need this. Let's raise our hands and sing their song, everybody, now. I need thee. One more time, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Ask Brother Noel to come and commit all these hands to the Lord in prayer. Let us call them. Brother Noel.
Mureko kumusoro kudenga.
Jesus. We want to tell you, Father, we love you. Oh God, appreciate you, Father.
Maru Abraham.
Oh God,
Maru
Isaac. You put us in a place,
Maru Jacob.
Father, that we have got to
Maru
believe in the God we
worship.
Maneru, that we believe, oh God,
presence.
That we are able. More than able, Father,
Jehovah, sama simba,
to grant to us according to our needs, oh God.
Pa msoro pe e
you are still Jehovah Rapha,
as
that
you
healeth
know,
all
oh
our
God,
diseases. You are
that
still
the
Jehovah
word of
Jireh.
God.
Okay. I say yes, yes. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, yes. Sing it again, everybody. I say yes. Yes, Lord.